Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit from itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
Repeatedly, in the first eight verses of John chapter 15, King Jesus says to his disciples, "Abide in me." Any branch in Christ is only capable of bearing fruit by abiding in him. And all who abide in him have his words abiding in them and glorify God the Father as we bear fruit. And that is the result and evidence of being disciples of Jesus. As we continue to verses 9 and following, the call to abide takes on added significance. Hear now God's word in John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you, that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would abide, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. This I command you, that you love one another. The opening words of our text, verse 9, are amazing to consider. Jesus says, "Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you." Consider those words. If you need to stop listening to this for a few minutes, do so to consider those words. Abiding in Christ is to know that we have been engulfed into the eternal bond of love and unity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Verse 9 ends with, "Abide in my love." And that's different than "abide in me," as Christ said in verses 4 and 5. In me has to do with having communion with Christ. To abide in my love is a conscious seeking to do the will of Christ and to enjoy the manifestation of his will toward us in our lives. We're talking root and fruit. Those who abide in Christ and in his love experience profound love, joy, and friendship. We know we have been chosen by God and will be fruitful in doing his will. The joy of Christ is in us, and it is a complete joy, a joy which flows from obedience. Just as Jesus did the Father's will joyfully and lovingly, so must we. This love, demonstrated by our Lord and Savior, includes self-sacrifice for others. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. J. Adams wrote this, quote, "The essence of friendship is knowing what another is doing. Friendship means sharing one's concerns with another. This friendship is so deep that it might lead to the giving of one's life for another." End of quote. In verse 16, we are clearly taught the reason why any of us abide in Christ and in his love, because he has chosen us to do so. And it also promises, like we read in verse 7, that our prayers are heard and answered by God. Our text ends with a reminder that King Jesus commands us to love one another. Abiding in Christ, abiding in His love, makes us fruitful in obeying His commandments. We are recipients of amazing love, fullness of joy, and friendship with the Lord of glory. Another evidence of abiding in His love is found in the verse immediately following our text, verse 18, and that is the hatred of the world. We are told the world hated Christ before it hated us, and we are told a slave is not greater than his master. But even in this hatred, be of good cheer. Christ has overcome the world. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Him.